This episode of See Tally Run is brought to you by Grandma's Marathon, FitSock, and MTech Results.
Hi, I'm Olympian Carrie Tellefson, and today we're making Gabe Grunewald's steak salad. So let's get after it. All right, Gabe, let's talk about this steak salad.
Yeah, definitely. So this time of year, I really love anytime we're able to grill. It's awesome. It's a, you know, making a meal out of some veggies and a protein is a really good way to get in some nourishment for all this training. So this is a steak salad, which has been a favorite for at our altitude camp because it's really important to kind of watch your iron stores and just make sure that you've got the ferritin you need. So, you know, steak is one way to get that. So if you don't like steak, you can always make a salad with salmon or chicken. I like to do that too. But yeah, this one is a special altitude salad.
Okay, let's get to it.
You will need 6 cups of packed mixed baby greens, 1/2 of a green bell pepper, thinly sliced, 1/2 cup of a thinly sliced red onion, 1 tomato quartered, 1/4 cup of olive oil, 2 tablespoons balsamic vinegar, 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 3 tablespoons of butter melted, 6 tablespoons of crumbled blue cheese, that's about 3 ounces, and finally 2 5-ounce beef tenderloin steaks, each about 1/2 inch thick. I pre-mix the spice mixture that we're going to use. We will start with 1 tablespoon of paprika, 2 teaspoons of ground black pepper, 1 1/2 teaspoons salt, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon dried oregano, and finally 1 1/2 teaspoon of dried thyme. All right, so let's get started with the dressing. First, you'll just mix the olive oil, mustard, and vinegar in a bowl. Next, we'll toss the greens, the green pepper, and the onion. Set that aside while you prepare the steak. Put the spice mixture on a plate and coat both sides of the steak, then dip it in the melted butter. Now we're gonna get our steaks started here on the stove.
Yum.
Justin and I like to grill, but it is raining today, so we're gonna try them like this.
All right.
About 2 minutes each side, depending on how well done you want them.
Oh, that looks so good.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's a hot pan.
It is.
So, okay, Gabe, while we let these, simmer away, you said 2 minutes on each side, right?
I think so,
so
yeah.
2 minutes. You can run the 800 meters in 2 minutes.
A little over, but hopefully,
that would be
yeah.
the best interval. Head outside, do an 800 meters, come back in, flip it, go and do another one, and then eat.
Yes, I like it.
Okay, so we know, well, people in Minnesota and some of the people in the running world know that you were injured this last winter. It's an Olympic year. It's a huge year. Not a good year to be injured. So where are you right now? How are you feeling?
Yeah, fortunately, I'm back running again. I've had a pretty good buildup since about the end of January. I was able to take my first few steps of land running again, but it's been a slow, sort of cautious journey back into full training, but I'm happy to report that I'm getting fitter and running now, so that's all good.
Yeah, you have the standard for the Olympics in the 800 meters and the 1500 meters.
Right.
So we need our standard and we need to place in the top 3 in June.
Yes.
But you're thinking about the 5,000 as well. You're keeping that on the table.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm hoping to get a couple 5Ks in still here this season and just sort of mull over the options as we get closer to July.
Yeah. Now, okay, let's talk about the Olympic trials. You were 4th of the last one.
Yeah.
Do we need to flip or are we not yet? Maybe a little bit longer?
Yeah, we can
We'll give another
soon.
Minute. 4th at the last Olympic trials. Yeah. That's a pretty tough spot.
Yeah.
How are you going to use that going into the next one?
Yeah, I think any Olympic trials experience that you have is beneficial. I was very new to the Olympic trials and the 3 rounds for the 1500 in 2012.
Yeah.
But it went well, and that was a really good experience for me. It's tough to be so close.
Yeah.
I think the biggest change for me this year will be really going in knowing that I have the ability to make the team. I don't think I necessarily gave myself a full shot in 2012 and really saw myself as an Olympic contender. So that's going to make, hopefully, a big difference for me this year.
My gosh, I can't wait. Okay, let's see how this looks.
All right, let's do it. Oh, they are definitely blackened.
I like it a little dark like that.
A little blackened. That'll be good.
So if you had to, you know, pick any event, which one would it be for you right now?
Oh, you know, I still think I can't really make a call yet. Yeah. I love the 1500. I have a lot of experience in it, but I do think the 5000 is a really fun event too, and I see myself having a lot of potential there. So I don't want to make a decision too early. I just want to see how things develop.
Yeah. Well, and you know what? This last question that I have for you it's a little bit more of a serious one, and you know, running is serious, but you've had quite a few health scares in your life. You've had 2 rounds of cancer. You're good now?
Yeah, I'm healthy. Healthy and happy to be still doing what I love, for sure.
You have checkups every now and then to make sure everything's good?
I do, yeah. I haven't had one in a while, but as far as I know, I am healthy. And
a healthy Gabe is a scary Gabe then, so yeah. Log out, people. All right.
This looks great.
It's smoking up in here.
It is. I know. I'm like, we need to open up a door.
All right, Gabe. So the steak is done. We cut it up. Now what?
We did. All right. We're just going to go for it and put the steak on our salads.
Ooh.
A little for both of us.
You like yours pretty well done. Medium
These
well.
These are pretty well done.
Yes.
But you know what?
We were talking
It depends
a lot.
On the day. We but, did. We got a little distracted with our conversation.
Don't judge. We are not Rachel Ray, like I say in every... I mean, maybe you are.
Yeah. No, I'm not. No.
Okay. Well, I'm not, for sure.
Little known fact.
We run fast, but...
I'll take a couple tomatoes.
Carrie's going to
skip
those.
I'm not a real
raw tomato fan.
We'll add some blue cheese.
Yum.
Hopefully you're a blue cheese fan. If not, you know, you could go for goat cheese or something else.
Anything on here?
Yeah.
Parmesan?
Yep. Sometimes we like to add quinoa or roasted red potatoes.
Ooh.
But we're going to keep it simple today.
And then your famous?
A little bit of our dressing. Our simple dressing. It's kind of... There we go.
Yum. Woo! Okay.
Looks pretty.
Oh, I gotta try
it. It's good.
I know you have a big workout tonight, but...
I do have a big workout.
I don't.
This can be my
fuel.
So,
here we go. Very good, Gabe.
You got it? Good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for coming.
You are welcome.
And you guys, get after it. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thanks for having me. Always fun.
Mm-hmm.
Get after it.
Oh. Oh, I didn't realize. This is really good, Gabe. Thanks so much for doing this for me.
And then I'm going to say that.
Okay.